You may remember that a couple of days ago, upon receiving freshly roasted coffees by Extract Coffee Roasters, I was eager to go and try the Rocco Mountain Espresso, which is a Yirgacheffe Ethiopian coffee, heirloom, natural process. So a lot of sweetness in that. And I tried it 4 days off the roast. Well, 2 days on, because that was Friday, 2 days on, we're a Sunday today, 6 days off the roast, I've tried it again. Now, 4 days off the roast, it really was still a little bit volatile for my liking. It was a bit more difficult and trickier to extract, but I think I did a fairly good job, knowing that I can still improve once this bean also gives me a bit more leeway to work with. So what I've done today is I've upped the dose a little bit, and I yielded something really beautiful, which I'm going to put my lips to now. I'm going to tell you that I've actually had another chance experience with that Rocco. But let me just put my lips now to this freshly extracted coffee roasted by Extract Coffee Roasters. So the mouthfeel, I think, has improved. That might be because it's calmed down a bit and also because I've got my extraction better. I've got 93 degrees at the group head. That bean is fairly lightly roasted. It has a much better mouthfeel. It's a bit thicker. Now, in 23 seconds, it yielded 28 grams. No, it actually was 30 grams of coffee. So that's kind of a nice parameter to work with. I also noticed that it sped up a little bit, so a bit more flow was coming after about 16, 17 seconds, so it speeded up a little bit. Hence, I actually stopped it at 23 seconds, which for a lightly roasted coffee is very acceptable. It really has improved. Now, they guide you towards saying, in the cup, lemon, blueberry, and floral notes. For sure, I got lemon already the first time, which surprised me because I've had this particular coffee by a different roaster in a blend, and it was more kind of strawberry-like. So maybe blueberry, strawberry, I don't know if that's kind of, but the lemon definitely comes through with this coffee from Extract Coffee Roasters. Now, by chance again, and today I was able to do a full experiment, on the same roasting day, October 13th, I actually received also that particular bean roasted by Campbell and Syme, who use it in their blend, but as a single origin. So I had these two beans roasted on the same day. It was delivered to me yesterday, so fantastic to be able to do this side-by-side experience and experiment. Now, these two beans couldn't look more different already just by taking them out of the bag. The one from Campbell and Syme, just a touch darker in the roast. Also wanted to do an espresso profile. Interesting. In their notes description, they also advertise it, if you want, or describe it in a different way. Now, they say the Rocco Mountain Yirgacheffe Ethiopian, from their point of view, is a dark chocolate, a strawberry, and a Turkish delight. So, that's fascinating. So, just to also elaborate, obviously the roasting profile and the approach of the roaster to particular coffee makes a huge difference. Now, I also had to treat these two beans totally differently. I dosed the one from Campbell and Syme at 20. I extracted it in 28 seconds and it yielded 30 grams of fluid. It was thicker in its extraction. It never became faster in its flow. On the naked portafilter, you can so really distinguish the differences, the subtleties. You can observe it. You can engage all your senses, which is beautiful from my point of view, from the barista's point of view, who just wants to do the best extraction, do the roaster justice. And so they also taste totally different. Now I'm going to go back to the Campbell and Syme one. I really did like it. We're talking about espresso pure now. We're not adding any milk. We're just wanting to know what it tastes like neat. The Campbell and Syme, there is some sweetness. There's definitely immediately a dark chocolate. I will definitely go with that. On the nose, when you're grinding it, the strawberry, the natural of that process just hits you, is beautiful. Maybe gets just that touch lost in the extraction. We're talking espresso extraction, 9 bar, pretty harsh extraction. So any notes, anything is just going to be accentuated. If, for example, You do it in the AeroPress, totally different method. Sure, the notes and the descriptions are kind of come through, and your palette is going to be also distinguishing those, but in a subtler way. But as these two are marketed as espresso, espressi coffees, so we're going to actually keep it on the Rocket R58. The other thing with the extract coffee one, I upped it. The temperature was 93 at the group head with the Campbell & Syme, bit of a darker roast, and it's not terribly dark, but it's darker. It's definitely darker. I came down with the temperature to 92 at the group head. So I really paid a lot of attention to the parameters that I can play with to see where this coffee shines. And really, the main difference is that as an espresso, I will say that the extract coffee roasters, Rocco Mountain Espresso bean, are more interesting. There is more happening on my palate. Now that I've got the mouthfeel that I so want in an espresso, also from the Rocco roasted by extract, I'm really happy with my mouthfeel. And I like the journey that it sends me on. Lemony, yes it is, but it's not as lemony as it was 2 days ago. Total lemon, not really for my palate. But it is a very interesting coffee. The other one, the one by Campbell & Syme, yes, I also like it, but it is, for me, lacking a little bit of that interest, of that acidity that I like as an espresso. These two extractions would already change again if you add a little bit of milk to it, but I don't think I want to do that today because, well, I just want to keep it at that and understand what's happening in the difference here. So these two beautiful coffees, same beans, farmed at a height of above 2,000 meters above sea levels. Couldn't be more mountains apart. There are mountains apart, these two, and this is what is so incredibly fascinating. This is the first time that I was actually able, by chance, to do a side-by-side of two different roasts that were roasted on the same day. So we know that they are degassing in the same manner, the same amount of time. And actually, one thing I also want to just share with you is that a lighter roast takes a bit more time to degas because there's a bit more left in there that hasn't been roasted out. So it's still continuing to mature even after the roasting process. The degassing is an important factor to always factor in when you get freshly roasted beans. But a wonderful experience. And if I was to really choose between them as an espresso, I really would favor the extract, the coffee roasters version of this particular coffee. I really, really like it. I think with a bit of milk, probably a bit of sweetness would also add. I'm not a real fan of milk drinks, but what I do have is just a little bit more than a macchiato. I just use a, well, I call it piccolo. Actually, it's also sold as piccolos. That just a little bit more milk, but the ratio definitely more espresso in there than milk itself. So really beautiful. It's interesting because in the Purple Haze, which is the espresso blend that Campbell & Syme use and have Rocco Mountain Yirgacheffe natural process as a base, is sweeter, is different. So again, I would encourage you to just do the same experiment or find coffee shops that sell these particular coffees and you can just try them. It is just so fascinating, and I'm happy I was able to do this, and I was able to share this with what I know are just people who enjoy coffee just as much as me, or people who are maybe new to my brew and will therefore also delve more into the creativity of coffee, into diversity of coffee, into what coffee has to offer. This is my aim here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. I just want to entice you to just try out and honor the craft of so many people that are in the chain of this coffee and understand what goes into it when you're actually just enjoying a cup of coffee.